Since 2010, Elmira Mangum has been at Cornell University, where she helped steer the school through the recession and rein in a nearly $150 million deficit. Now she is bringing those skills to Florida A&M, which was just freed from accreditation probation, stemming in part from bad financial audits. Those skills, says FAMU trustee Marjorie Turnbull, are partly what inspired her to back Mangum's candidacy.
We really needed a change agent to come in to take a look at particularly the financial controls issues, financial management issues. We really needed someone who had the experience and the knowledge to bring about new ideas, creative ways of doing things, state-of-the-art best practices to move us forward.
Speaking with reporters after the board meeting, Mangum says she's honored to be selected.
There was a great field of candidates that applied for this position, and there is great leadership in place now in Dr. Robinson. So I'm honored to be selected from this field of people to lead this university.
And taking Larry Robinson's place did lead to some protests. During public comments, students and alumni pushed yet again to name FAMU's interim president to the post permanently. However, during Thursday's meeting, board chairman Solomon Badger said the board asked Robinson not to apply for the job in order to attract a large number of candidates.
As you can imagine, it is incredibly difficult to recruit a talented group of applicants when they feel that they are competing against an incumbent. And no one would be more challenging to compete against than a leader as qualified as Dr. Larry Robinson.
Speaking afterward, Robinson, who has twice led FAMU during accreditation troubles, said he was humbled by the support. He says while he's disappointed to not be considered for the permanent position, he will work with the administration during the transition to a new president.
There's so many, places this institution will go and has the potential to go in, that it would make it a good choice for anybody, including Larry Robinson. But unfortunately for Larry Robinson, someone else, and a good someone else, I believe has been selected to serve in that capacity. I just wanted to make sure I lived up to what I had agreed to with the board regarding, not being a candidate.
Two trustees, Spurgeon McWilliams and Glinton Gilzean, also voted against Mangum, with Gilzean calling on the board to reopen the search process. Mangum will still have to get approval from Florida's Board of Governors, which oversees the state's public universities. She also still has to negotiate salary and a start date and tie up other affairs at Cornell before she takes the helm at FAMU, which could be during the summer or fall. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.